Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia sentenced Evan Gershkovich to 16 years in prison Friday in a trial widely seen as a sham. VOA's Steve Barragona narrates this report from Liam Scott and Christina Cassiando-Smith.
The White House reiterates that Gershkovich is wrongfully detained and that, quote, journalism is not a crime. The U.S. State Department shares that view. Vedant Patel is the U.S. State Department deputy spokesperson.
This whole legal process is a sham for Evan. He is being wrongfully detained. He did nothing wrong. We have been clear about that from the onset.
Gershkovich is one of two American journalists detained by Russia. Also, Kromasheva, who works for VOA's sister network Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has been in custody since October. The journalist traveled to Russia to care for her mother. Since her arrest, she has been denied U.S. consular access and contact with her husband and daughters back in Prague. Kromasheva and her network deny the charges. For Liam Scott and Christina Caicedo-Smith, Steve Barragona, VOA News.
A large blast from a Houthi drone attack rocked central Tel Aviv early on Friday, killing one person and wounding several others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming responsibility for an early morning drone strike that hit a part of central Tel Aviv near the U.S. embassy, killing one person and injuring a number of others. The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war, but until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claimed its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system. But Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories, visit